Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 24, 2015, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. You know, we have an incredible guest speaker for tonight, but first I want to go to Broken Bow, Oklahoma, and to the newest member on our Moore Success Team to qualify to drive his new BMW Through Performance Club. Mr. Chuck Battles, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Thank you for having me this evening.
Well, congratulations, Chuck. What does it mean to get your new BMW, and what did it take to get it?
Well, it means not driving an 03 Trailblazer that the air conditioning barely worked in it. It's exciting. You know, I've been an associate for some time now, and your son Jeremy Moore kept telling me, hey, just Performance Club qualify and see what it'll do for you. And so a year ago I decided, hey, I'm going to Performance Club. I'm going to make my points no matter what it takes. And it doesn't take that much. A little bit of effort, you know, to get those 5 points goes a long ways. And now I got rid of my 2003 Trailblazer a few weeks ago, and I'm driving me a new BMW. And guess what? Legal Shield's making the payments for me. I love it. Just excited to be a part of this business, a part of the Moore Success Team, and the opportunity now to be able to drive this. Not only is it awesome for me, it saves me on fuel, and the air conditioning actually works in it. But it's also a great recruiting tool, and it's already helped me to get into the recruiting side, and I'm very excited about the opportunities ahead and what's next.
Well, Chuck, we're very, very proud of you and your accomplishments, and we know, of course, I talk to you quite often, and I know the things that you have in play. It's no doubt that you'll be our next $100,000 ring earner as long as the activity that you keep putting forth comes to fruition. So we're very proud of you. Again, congratulations to you and your wife for your brand new BMW Through Performance Club.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for being on. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our team by example, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, I am, Randy, and I'd like to say right up front how proud I am of you and what you've been accomplishing in the course of Jeremy. Nobody could have a better son or a better grandson in the business than I do, so I'm very pleased and very proud. You know, Randy, today I had the privilege of, again, meeting with former Attorney General of the State of Oklahoma, Mr. Mike Turpin. It had been everything from Bend, Oregon to St. Louis, Missouri, to doing meetings with him over the years. Great guy, still in the business, been service for our customers for 28 years. And that's the kind of attorneys we have to help these people. And, you know, besides that, then we need somebody out there telling a story and telling the way it should be, out there working every day diligently. That's what we have this next young man. An executive director has been with Legal Shield for 18 years, Randy. He served as RVP for Arizona. That's one thing we have in common. So have I. Indiana. He's also group VP for Indiana. He's Special Forces. And he just received a performance award for writing 6,000 memberships. And what he loves best of all is just helping people. And I think what he's going to talk about tonight, Randy, is it's all about the membership. You know, it is all about the membership, because without the membership, we wouldn't exist. The neat part about this company is if you want to recruit, you can recruit. If you want to just sell, you can sell. But I always encourage people to build a team, make them personal sales, and build their team. I've always did that for 30-something years now. And, you know, that helped me get the first $500,000 ring ever given in prepaid legal. So tonight is my honor, it's my privilege, and I thank this gentleman for taking out his valuable time, Mr. Lloyd Tosser. Lloyd, welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. And let me just say what a privilege it is for me to be on this call tonight. And, you know, I have to admit, I'm a little bit nervous. I have so much respect for you and Randy and Jeremy, the Moore Success Team, the leadership that you have on your team. I mean, I heard some people on the call tonight that I know well, and they're very dear to me. And so, you know, I put a lot of thought into this call. I didn't want it to be, you know, one of those calls where it's you hear the same old thing you know, which is important, obviously, but I want it to be a little bit different. And so before I begin, though, I wanted to congratulate Mr. Battle on getting the Beamer. And I can only imagine, you know, that he sits in that car and has a grin from ear to ear as he's driving down the street. So keep up the good work, and congratulations. I don't know. I thought I would tell a few stories, and then with each story maybe add, I like to call them note to selves, little learning points. These are stories that it, through my time with Legal Shield, meant a lot to me, had a lot of impact on me. And so I think I'm going to begin with the first time I ever heard about this company, because it's kind of unique, and everybody on the call, you can think back to the first time you heard about it. But for me, I was in the insurance business, and the membership has always been really close to my heart. I've always gravitated towards the membership. Initially, it was just another product that I was offering in my insurance business, just another risk to cover, you know, clients' risk. But in a very short period of time, it turned into way more than a product. And so at this particular time, I was a district manager for an insurance company called Liberty National, and it was one of the very few times in my whole life that I was ever an employee. So I was a district manager, and I had a sales team and of insurance agents, and my job, of course, was to get us all to sell a lot of insurance. And I had this guy that I had recruited, an insurance agent, and I really liked him. He kind of reminded me of a movie star. He was tall and silver hair, kind of a always tan, well dressed, and great personality. And I really liked him. His name was John Sungale. And as time went by, you know, he just wasn't selling hardly any insurance. And so I got the call from up above, and they told me that we needed to do something with John, or I was going to have to let him go. And I just hated hearing that because I liked him so much. So I called him in my office, and this would have been about 1994, 95. And I said, John, you know, gosh, what's going on? I mean, can I go out in the field with you? Let's go make some calls together. You know, we got to start selling some insurance here. And he said, Lloyd, you know, really, I really don't even have to do this job. A long time ago, I was with this network marketing company called Prepaid Legal, and I built a business, and I have my residual income coming in. You know, I just really did this for something to do. He said, so don't worry about it. He said, I'm just going to move on. And he says, besides, what I really like doing is I like going out to yard sales every day. And I thought, well, okay. And, you know, we shook hands, and every once in a while he would come in and say hi to me. Well, that was the first time I ever heard about Prepaid Legal Services, as it was back then. And I remember thinking to myself, one of those network marketing companies. And I just let it go. I was very busy, focused, had my job to do, you know, and so... As time went on, that Christmas, well, actually right before Christmas, the home office made me let another person go about 2 weeks before Christmas. And so I let him go, and I turned in my notice, and I went back to being self-employed selling health insurance to small businesses. And I did that until about 1997. Never heard any more about Prepaid Legal, never really thought about it. And a buddy called me who was the state manager. I was down in St. Pete, Florida at the time. And he said, I had known him for quite a while. He said, hey, Toss, you ever heard about this Prepaid Legal thing? I said, yeah, I heard about it once. And he said, well, you need to do this. And so we met. He signed me up. I used the membership a couple of times. It worked. But I never did anything with it because I was in the insurance business, very focused on my set products, my core products that I was making money with. And so if you have paper and pen, you know, there's some notes to be made as I go through this. All insurance agents, I know anyone out there who is an insurance agent or trying to recruit insurance agents, a lot of times they fall in the same category. It's hard to get them to start marketing our product because they're busy with the ones that they have. So anyway, what happened finally about 1997, the company I worked for was bought out, and they decided that they were not going to offer health insurance to small businesses anymore. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I had been involved, you know, as a member really with Legal Shield. prepaid legal at the time. And I thought, well, this is it. You know, I'm done with the insurance business. It was the third time that I'd built an organization up to have somebody make a decision above me and change everything. And I treated it like baseball, you know, three strikes and you're out. And so I decided to do prepaid legal. Well, the guy who brought me in, he never did anything with it. In fact, he moved out of Florida. And so back in those days, I hadn't done anything for a year. It was different back then. And I called the home office and I said, who is the biggest, who's the most, the highest income earner in the state of Florida? And they said, well, it's a guy named Cleve Pickens. And I thought, Cleve Pickens? I mean, I got to meet this guy. And so I met him. And I told him that I wanted to do the business, but I had to be frontline to him, and he had to teach me everything that he knew. And he said, well, you have to come to my overview, which was about an hour away on a rainy, stormy night. The lady I was with at the time hated every minute of the whole idea, you know, one of those here we go again things, and off we went. And got to the meeting, and within, you know, and I'm looking for the Jaguar. I mean, I found out he had made $43,000 that month, and this was 1997. So I'm looking for the Jaguar or the Lexus, you know, and nothing like that in the parking lot. And, you know, I thought there's a van, a white van that had prepaid legal bumper sticker on it. I went inside and I'm looking for the Armani suit, you know, something like that, you know, the Rolex watch, you know, and over in the corner was this man who was setting up the table, and that turned out to be Cleve. And I thought, oh my gosh, you know, what have I done, you know? But in about 5 minutes of him doing the presentation, and it was just myself and Deb and two other people in the room. But I knew right away that this was what I wanted to do. I saw it right away. And even Deb, who had everything crossed that she could, I mean, all the body language, she finally started uncrossing, and she liked it too. And so that's when I got into Legal Shield, February of 97. And one of the things, I learned a lot from Cleve, but one of the things he told me was that, you know, never to have an affair. But if you were going to have an affair, make sure it's with a lady named Rita. And I thought, Rita, and that stands for recruiting is the answer. And so that was the first lesson, a little note to self. Recruiting is the lesson. And we've heard this before, recruit, 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 and don't get it out of order. And so I started recruiting, and whatever Cleve did, I did. I was his little mini me, and became an area coordinator. And we started a meeting in Tampa, and it became really large, a lot of great leadership, and we got up to about 80 to 100 people a week were coming to this. And, you know, I was doing what you're supposed to do. I was reading the books and going to the events. And one book I ran across was a book called How I Made Big Money in Multi-Level Marketing. And it was written by a man named Dave Roller, who Dave Roller is the person who brought Dave Savola in the business. And so I thought, oh, my goodness, I mean, I got to read this book. And so I'm reading the book. And about every few pages, there were success stories of different people that were on his team. And one of the success stories in the page, I couldn't believe it, was a success story about John Sungale, the insurance agent I had in my office that wasn't selling any life insurance because he just really had took the job because he was bored and was making all the money he had made from the renewals coming in from his business. And so I knew at that point I had made the right decision getting involved with Legal Shield. And so I had a chance to meet Mr. Roller, and I invited him to come in because he was in Florida every once in a while at that time, and I invited him to come into one of my overviews and to be a guest speaker. And there were a lot of people in the room, you guys. I mean, a lot of people. And here came Mr. Roller with the gentleman with him, one of his friends. And they sat there in front while I was doing the overview, and that person that he brought with him was John Sungale. And so my note to self on that is that you want to tell everybody you can about the membership and about the opportunity. And I'm pretty sure that John was sitting there thinking, you know, man, you know, why didn't I talk to him about prepaid legal, you know, when I was working with him in the insurance business. Pardon me? And so it was a big lesson. And so that's a note to self, you guys, you know, make sure, you know, don't prejudge anybody. Make sure you tell everybody you can about the membership and also the opportunity. And I remember Cleve used to always tell me everyone deserves their God-given right to hear about it or turn it down. And the next thing that happened to me was I had the opportunity to be the regional vice president out in Arizona. And at this point, I hadn't really found employee benefits yet. I was more recruiting and doing, you know, building the area, building the state. I got to go out to Arizona. I will mention I heard Linda Bowden's on the call, and I will just have to say hello to her and kudos. She was a big help to me when I first came out there to the state. And, you know, she was kind of like my big sister there for a while. I think the world of her. But one of the things that happened is I got a chance to invite Mr. Smith, Wilburn Smith, to come out and be a guest speaker. And I had an overview that was going on in Tucson and an overview that was going on in Phoenix. And so I was so excited and nervous. I mean, being an RVP, I mean, he was really my boss. Besides Mr. Stonecipher, and so he came out to Tucson. He flew out, and we all were teasing him. It was Mr. Stonecipher's hand-me-down jet. It was I don't know what kind it was, but I was excited because I was going to get to fly with him from Tucson up to Phoenix, and I was really excited. I had a legal pad. It was just going to be Mr. Smith and myself. And I was going to get to pick his head to try to just to, you know, find out, you know, ask that one question, you know, the magic question, you know, that would bring all the success to me that he had had. And so we're sitting there and in the air heading to Phoenix. And I asked him, I said, you know, Mr. Smith, I mean, you know, I have my little legal pad ready. And I said, you know, if you could boil it down to one thing, I mean, what's the one thing, you know, that you could tell me that would help me build a big business and be really successful? And he sat there, and he you know, he chewed tobacco, so he had a cup, and he was thinking, and a moment or two, and he spit in the cup, and he looked up at me, and he said, "Work hard and don't quit." And so my whole legal pad, I have one page. I still have this page, and I have that one note in there, work hard and don't quit. And so that was another note to self moment. And I will tell you guys, there, and I know that anybody that's been in this business for any length of time, you know, we've all gone through different challenges, you know, and you know, we've all had those weak moments. I mean, I think it happens to everybody, no matter how strong you are, until you hit the point where you know it's gone from your head to your heart, and you made the decision that no matter what happens, this is what I'm going to be doing to the very end. And so no matter what happens, just never quit. Just keep at it. You know, I'm so glad that I never quit, because things I don't think could ever be better than they are now with the company. And the last story I wanted to mention tonight is I had the opportunity. Mr. Stonecipher had written the book, The Prepaid Legal Story, and as the RVP, you know, he was flying around the country and doing book signings, and so we had to, as the RVP, you had to find the bookstore. Well, actually, they would tell you the bookstore. I had to find a place for him to stay. And you know, finding a place for Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher, I mean, no pressure there. And I looked, and I didn't want him to have to drive too far. And I mean, just it had to be a it had to be a really great room. And so I located this place not too far away. It was the presidential suite, which I thought was perfect. And he was flying into the Phoenix airport, Sky Harbor airport, not where the commercial jets all are, but on the private side over there where all the Lears and the personal jets fly in. And I had the opportunity to pick him up. You know, I made sure my car was really shiny and cleaned out, and, you know, I was just ready to go. Just everything was perfect. And so I drive out on the tarmac, and there's Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher getting off their jet, you know, a beautiful white jet glistening, this beautiful white, and then on the tail had a lady of justice. I'm telling you, it was something else. And here comes Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher getting out of the jet. And I walked over to them real quick and just pretty much in awe and dumbfounded in a way by that whole environment, you know, that whole circumstance. There I am. And you know what he said to me? He said, after we shook hands, he said, "Lloyd, hop up in there and smell that leather." And I looked at him, and, you know, I hopped up in there and I sat in the leather seat. It smelled like leather in there, a thick smell of leather, stainless steel platter with fresh fruit, you know, right next to me in the seat. And he sat there and he just didn't say anything. He just looked at me. And here's where I had another one of those note to self, and that was to dream big. Mr. Stonecipher made all of us dream big. And I realized what he was doing, and I mean, I really understood that he did that, you know. Maybe it was a very sophisticated, the puppy dog clothes, you know, where you get to feel the experience, and then, you know, you want it that much more. I don't know, but I realized what he was doing, and I thought to myself, you know, here's a man that started the company, went through all the different challenges that they went through to keep the company and get it to where it was, and he's telling me to dream big. And so I want to mention that to everybody because I know what's happened to me, you know, during different times over the years. I would hit different challenges, the peaks and valleys of the business, and I would be so busy doing the daily activity that I would stop the dreaming and be focused on the bills. And so you want to think higher than the bills, and you want to keep your dreams big. You really want your dreams to be so big that, you know, that really you wonder how you're going to do it. And you want to make you feel a little bit uncomfortable. So I took Mr. and Mrs. Stonecipher to the room, and we sat on the sofa, and he talked to me about servant leadership. And this is the last thing that I want to talk about tonight. Servant leadership. If you go to Wikipedia, I guess that's our new Webster's now, but and you look up the definition of servant leadership, at the end of it, it says it's a servant leadership is putting the needs of others first and helping people develop and perform as highly as possible. And for me, I've had to learn how to be a servant leadership. I've always been a producer in the insurance business. I produced, and so I really looked at things from a very slanted point of view, and that was how much could I sell production talks and BS walks, but I always liked helping people, and that's the thing that the Legal Shield membership has been able to do for me. It's been able to allow me to help people. I mean, I'm talking, you know, 6,000 memberships, but we have Mr. Parrish, you know, on the line, who's got, you know, way, 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 way more than that. But in my amount of time of marketing these memberships, I know that the membership helps people. And so that, in a way, is my form of servant leadership. And how I've learned to develop my servant leadership is through personal growth, by reading the books, by being around people that exhibit selflessness, that like to help people, that are servant leaders. And when I think about a definition of that, you know, who that would be, it brings me right back to the people that invited me on this call, you know, the Moors. You know, there isn't anybody on this call they can't say that they haven't been helped by the Moors at one time or another. I mean, even me, and I'm not even on their team. So I'm going to wrap the call up just with, you know, one more time, just really thankful, you know, to have a chance to be on this call and, you know, share a few stories. My goodness, you know, I have so many. We all do. But I want to thank Mr. Moore and Randy and Jeremy, the leadership, for everything that you guys have done for Legal Shield, and all the ways that you're helping everybody, not only associates, but also all the members, the people across the United States and North America. So with that, I'm just going to turn it over to you guys.
Lloyd, we appreciate so much you sharing those stories, and it brought back so many, many memories to me because, as you know, I was with a company when stock was 25 cents a share. I was with a company when it was 25 million in the red, no place to turn. And people like Linda Bowden, she came along 28 years ago, Linda, coming to my organization. Harold Pinson, 25 years ago. I could go on and on about the dedicated people. And they're just like you. They took the advice of Wilbur Smith. They worked hard, and they never quit. And you're that kind of guy, and we do appreciate it. And I'm a little jealous about that jet because Arnold and Wilbur always took that jet first in the company plane, but I only got to use it when they got through with it. But you know what? Times I did get to use it, it sure was sweet, you know. I'm going to tell this story on Randy. He'll kill me when we get off the call. But when we had a call in New Mexico, and I got the company plane, and Randy had never been on that private company plane. He'd been on plenty of planes, of course, but flew out to Albuquerque. We get out, and there's a limousine sitting there waiting for us. And he started I told him to get in the limousine. He said, no, he thought I'd pull it. And we always pull pranks on each other, so he thought I'd pull a prank on him. But when we got to the hotel, magnificent hotel, magnificent rooms, and he looked at me, and he'd been in the highway patrol, and he worked so hard all his life. Ever since little boy, Randy's worked hard. He said, Dad, this is what I call living. He's never quit. I mean, he's never quit. So it brought back so many fond memories for me. And I received a letter from Harlan before he passed away, and he just said, Ken, a man has very few real friends in life. You're one of mine. And I miss those guys more than you can ever believe. I miss that. Okay. You can honor Harlan Stoneside and Wilbur Smith. Always stay in there, work, do the job, tell the story, and don't be salespeople, be problem solvers. And Lloyd, again, I thank you, and I'm going to turn to Randy.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Tosher, if you've got just a minute, I've got a couple of people may want to ask you a question. Would that be okay?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Well, you talked about a couple of our Millionaire Club members. One was Miss Linda Bowden from Arizona. Linda, are you on the call?
I sure am. And Lloyd Tosser, one of my favorites. And Lloyd, you know, the thing, I'll just make a comment. It is, you know, Lloyd, one of the ways that I've always described you, and I recommended that you work with somebody in Indiana. I gave your phone number out maybe about a month ago and said you need to call Lloyd when you're ready, is that you've always been such a servant leader. And, I mean, folks, this man burned up the freeways and the back roads all over Arizona selflessly when he was here, when things weren't as sweet as they are now. And I really just want to thank you for being that example. You are that example, and for all the help and support that you've been to other people over the years. So I just want to thank you, and it was so fun having you on the call. I was real excited.
Thanks, Linda. I that means a lot to me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda. And you also mentioned another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish in Alabama. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call?
Yes, Randy, I'm on the call. Boy, wow, good to hear you. And tremendous. I heard some things about your background tonight I did not know, and I know the time is late, but I'm starting to develop, spend some time doing some recruiting and team building, and I actually have four new team members coming to the B2B conference in Orlando next month that I'm excited about. But tell me a little bit of the challenges, very briefly, maybe a minute or two, just about what the challenges you say for the benefit of those on the call tonight of recruiting insurance professionals, because I know you've done a lot of that. and spent a lot of time with that during your Legal Shield career.
Well, let me just say this, Jimmy. I mean, you know, you've always raised the bar, and I've always, you know, kind of watched you with what you've done, you know, with your production. I mean, you're something else. Here's the whole thing about insurance agents. I think they're like anybody else that when it comes right down to it, they're going to do it if they want to. You know, and so obviously when you approach the insurance agents, I mean, you're approaching them with a product that, you know, can't really be compared to any others that they're offering in their portfolio. You know, I mean, just the normal things, the fact that there's no competition, no territories, immediate vesting, you know, you get paid every day. The renewals are great. The overrides are tremendous. And so it's really easy to get them signed up. You know, but the challenge has always been to getting them into production. And I can tell you one thing I've learned for sure is that you cannot just get them the materials and we have the best looking materials. I mean, there isn't another direct sales company or insurance company that has any materials that are better looking than ours. So, but even with that, you can't just get that to them and expect them to get out there and start selling the membership unless it's that person that really wants to do it. So what you have to do is you've got to get them out in the field. You've got to get them out in the field. And so I will sit down with them and we'll put a list together. Only this list is going to be number one, other companies that are large enough to have employees. Number two, who they have who actually own a business, a small business. And we go right out there and we meet them. And, you know, most insurance agents, you don't have to worry about the learning curve of how to present, how to handle objections, and how to close a sale. You just have to be able to teach them how they insert our product and our ways, you know, with their, you know, with what they already know how to do. But the big thing is that if as soon as they make money and they understand that, you know, that you can actually market this product and make money and get paid a couple days later. For most of the agents, that's what really gets them going. If you have an opportunity to, you know, to go on that with that insurance agent on one of their companies and stand in front of their employees, which you have to create trust between you and them, for a lot of times for them to allow you to do that. But they watch you do a presentation, and you know, Jimmy, you know, you stand up there and, you know, 60% of the people sign up right then on the spot. Most insurance agents, you know, their jaws hanging down to the floor because they're not marketing products that allow you to be able to do that. And so that's it. Get out on the field with them. Just like on the network marketing side of the business, you've got to go out and meet the people and show them how to do it. And that's it. And then you need to stay with them. You know, once they'll get motivated and they'll go out there and they'll start making their contacts, and then you'll see them start to slow down a little bit. And that's because, well, usually it's because they've gone through their warm market, and now you need to get back in there with them and show them how to get referrals. Insurance agents, they're the ones that should know the power of referrals. But it seems like insurance agents never ask for referrals. I could hold, and I have held training classes on how to ask for referrals. And so then, you know, you get the referrals and just keep working with them. Just keep working with them, Jimmy.
Well, again, thanks so much for sharing your time tonight, Lloyd, and God continue to bless you and your work among Legal Shield Associates all over the country.
Thanks, Jimmy. I really appreciate it. You too.
All right, Mr. Parrish, thank you for assisting out on the call tonight. Lloyd, it's just been an honor to have you as our special guest speaker tonight. You're one of the friendliest guys I've ever met. You're always smiling. You're always easy to approach. It was good to see you out there in Vegas. I guess that's the first time I've got to see you in quite a while.
But
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, and not just for being on the call, just being the person you are, someone that we can call a friend on the More Success team. So thank you so much for helping us out on the call tonight. You did an awesome job.
Thanks, Randy. You guys are the best, and I really appreciate it.
All right, sir, and I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Moore now.
Randy, what a great, inspiring call. You know, there's so many great people in in not just in our organization, but in the company period, that's always willing to step up, and I really appreciate them. But folks, I tell you what, let's just keep on doing like we always do, putting God first, our family second, Legal Shield third, and it always will work out. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.